This is Agriculture Today.
Our rural areas have had to expand in our rural members and take in population.
David Gibson is executive director for the Texas Corn Producers on the importance of knowing who your candidates are in elections.
A lot of them run from there on the High Plains, ran all the way over into the western part of Fort Worth, northern part of Dallas, or Central Texas legislators that represent a larger part of our rural area, wind up with the seats that stretch into Austin or get a lot of the growth out of Dallas, north and south. And it's going to be a real challenge if our rural voters don't get out and look at these candidates and go vote. We're certainly liable to see a lot of change in the folks that win elections and the type of knowledge they have, the interest they have in rural agricultural land, rural water issues, rural health issues. The whole thing from out for all of us that live like you and Floyd Ada and I and Toya and all of our growers scattered wherever they are in the state that don't live in one of those metropolitan areas. So hearing the candidates that we've been listening to, we have some very inexperienced agricultural-based candidates running for a lot of those seats. And then there are some that you spend a little time talking to them, asking them questions. You can find out the ones that have a lot more of our rural interest, you know, is close and near and dear to their heart because they've lived it. They've been ag producers. They've been small business owners and out in our rural communities. And I really encourage folks up in rural America, rural Texas, to be sure and examine those candidates, get to know them, ask questions, and see exactly what they're standing for, and then go vote. That's going to be very important, is to get the vote out in these primary elections coming up in March. So I really encourage all our producers. We're going to be sending things to our members, encouraging them to meet these candidates as they come around to your communities. Ask them questions about issues that's important right here at home, and then follow up with going to vote whenever we have that primary. We'll do the primary and turn around and have the general election in November. But a lot of our House members, both state and federal, get elected in the primaries because we'll only have races in one party. So being prepared and just not passing over the primary is going to be very important this year in Texas. And I think we could say that's going to be true for all of our states that have a lot of rural interest that have spread districts to where they've got a high urban influence. Not to say our urban friends aren't good, but they really don't understand the issues with health care in our small communities. They don't understand our water issues. There's multiple things, our broadband issues, the things that we deal with out in rural Texas.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.